All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock provisional number one qualifier Aaron Stanfield. Aaron went to the top with his run of 6.642, 206.42 miles an hour. Aaron, another great run early in the season. Certainly a lot different conditions than we've seen this year. How impressed were you with that run?
I talked to Mark Ingersoll. I always kind of like to know, you know, what's our goal here? How fast do you think we can run? And, you know, he said if we run a 63, we'll really crush him out there. And we were obviously really close. And man, we just have a really good, smooth, consistent hot rod right now, and we're taking advantage of it.
First time we've been four wide this year. First, you know, warmer track. What does it say about your team to kind of be able to make these kinds of runs in these conditions?
Definitely a huge adjustment from what we saw in Gainesville. Yeah. With just those mine shaft conditions, and so now we've got a little heat on the track and totally different air conditions. So just being able to adapt and adjust that quick is just, you know, says that they do their homework and they've done a really great job.
So, yeah, just how comfortable are you with
the four-way format? I like it. I felt like I did decent here last year, and I hope I can continue to do good here this year again. And I think we were runner up last year, and I was driving halfway decent. So if I can, I guess, repeat that, I enjoy it. There's definitely a lot more going on, and kind of pay a little more attention.
This is your second one.
This is my third four wide.
Is there anything you do differently to prepare for this personally?
Not really. I've been hitting the practice tree a lot here lately, trying to get my lights a little bit better. But you know, I can't say that I do anything that much different other than make sure I know what lane I'm in.
Yeah. Jessica, do you have?
You actually won last weekend at Division Four Points Meet alongside your dad. What was that like, and how did that motivation kind of come into your program for this weekend?
So I always say winning's contagious. So it was really cool to be able to share that with my dad. And, you know, I just want to carry that momentum on to this weekend and just keep it rolling. So, you know, definitely a special experience with my dad to be able to accomplish that. To be able to win is hard enough. So for both of us to be able to do it is just really special.
The rest of the weekend, do you feel like this holds, or what's kind of the mindset tomorrow? Obviously, it's the first race we've had four qualifying sessions of the year.
I think you know, maybe Q3 tomorrow you can see some but we plan on, you know, being right there in the mix, and you know, I just gotta figure out how to do my job behind the wheel, and I think we're gonna have a good shot at it.
Absolutely. Awesome.